Hello, my name is Rebecca, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. We are wanting to let you know if you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Now, are you calling to find a testing site to get tested for COVID-19?
And no, ma'am, I'm calling about eligibility.
For the vaccine?
Yes, ma'am. The reason I can't find my daughter's condition under any of it, I have a 35-year-old daughter with Down syndrome who has suffered a stroke a year and a half ago or so, and she's fine with it now, but I just recently qualified because I'm 69, so I had signed up for mine. I just saw that. But I have a question. A friend of mine's daughter, who's older than April, was able to get her COVID vaccination. She wears she has a pacemaker, a heart monitor, you know. So when will April qualify?
I could not tell you. What we're doing here is, well, honestly, this is not the line for vaccine. This would be the line to call if you were having a reaction to the vaccine, so we can get you in touch with the nurse.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But let me look at the vaccine page on the ADPH website.
Yeah, I went to that, but I didn't see where I could ask any questions, or I really wanted to speak to somebody.
Well, I'm just pulling up the allocation plan here.
Yeah, do you have a, where did you say I should go? I mean, I just signed up. I just found out about it, so I made an appointment. We're in Montgomery.
Okay, did you call the 855 number to pre-register?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you need to do the same to pre-register her information. You can pre-register anybody. It doesn't matter if it's not their turn yet, because what will happen is they're pre-registered, so when their allocation group does open up, then her information's already in the system. But based on what you told me, it shows persons age 16 through 64 years with high-risk medical conditions would be in Group 1C.
Oh, is there a category for that?
It's Phase 1, Group C. And then after phase one is completed, phase two will basically be everybody else. So right now we're in phase one, and we're doing, as far as I've heard, because, I mean, we don't do the scheduling here, but as far as I've heard, they're starting to open up 1B and parts of 1C. So.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Could you tell me again? You said April would qualify under what?
She would, based on what you've told me, she would be in allocation group 1C.
1C, and I'm on 1B.
Right.
It's not, so she has to wait till group C.
Right. That would be, but she should still, you should still call the COVID vaccine appointment line and get her pre-registered. You don't have to wait until your group is open to pre-register. You can go ahead and get her information in so that as soon as her appointments become available, she's contacted.
Yeah. You said there's a number to call for that?
Yes. So it's
855-566-5333.
Yes, ma'am. And they can gather her information. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so anxious. I keep interrupting you. I apologize.
You're fine. You can go ahead.
Are they taking phone calls now, or does it end at 4 or 5? Do you know?
I mean, as far as I've been told, that line's supposed to be open until 7. Let me take a look. Wait just a moment. I take the calls, but I leave at 5, so I don't know what happens after 5. I know that they don't just all go away. Let me see.
Well, I could call tomorrow. I just I feel better when I get her taken care of, because we've been so careful with her, and I
see. I'm fairly sure that the line opens at 7 or 8. It'll either be 7 or 8. So if you call right then, you should be able to get through. Even if you get a busy signal, call back, because what happens is people, we can only have so many people talking on the phone and holding at one time. So that's why you're getting a busy signal. So call back. If you get on a hold, somebody will speak to you.
Okay, and probably wouldn't hurt just give it a call now and see if they're there.
You certainly can. I can tell you that the queue there, though, right now, there are 64 people in line, but it's only a 10-minute wait. Because we have a lot of us doing it.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. I just didn't know where to go to ask about her eligibility. But I'm excited about getting mine.
Well, at the ADPH.org website, that's where I found the allocation plan under COVID-19 vaccines. So that kind of lets you know where they're at as far as who's getting the vaccine right now. I'm impressed that they've already made it to 1B.
Yeah, well, I just saw something on my mail. I was reading a book, and I stopped, and I looked on my phone, and there was the information just pressed here, and I punched it in for me. But I just was wondering if there was one for special needs adults, since they're more...
At this point, she would fall into 1C, because they're not counting special needs so much, just any... person aged, was it 16 or 18? Let me just a second. I think it was 18 to 64 was the cutoff there that has a high-risk medical condition. So she's had a stroke that's a blood pressure-related type deal. So that would, I would assume that would, people that have had, you know, cancer before, that's a high-risk medical condition. If you've ever had high blood pressure, that's a high-risk medical condition. So I imagine stroke would fall in under that. I can't say for sure because I'm not a doctor. I believe that she would qualify for pre-existing medical conditions based on what you've told me, but I'm not the health department, so I would definitely reach out to them if they can give you any further answers on what qualifies. But there was a footnote. I mean, just a moment. I've actually found it's easier just to Google Alabama vaccine allocation plan.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to talk to somebody one-on-one, you know,
right.
To explain. I don't want preferential treatment, but...
Okay, so prioritization, and then where did you go? Oh, my goodness. This is going to drive me a little bit crazy. There it is. Okay. All right, so it has a footnote here. So footnote number 2, here's a full list of high-risk medical conditions. So they have, this is from the CDC website, cancer, chronic kidney disease, COPD, Down syndrome, right there on the CDC website.
Oh. So I should be able to get her appointment in,
and shouldn't I? Once they have 1C open, it's right there. If you go to the ADPH website and then click on the allocation plan, it has footnotes, and then footnote number 2 has what's considered a high-risk condition, and then it has a link to the CDC that has them all listed right there. And down
so
there, fourth on the list.
I go to the ADC Alabama Department.
ADPH.org.
ADT.
P, like public health.
ADP.
Mm-hmm.
.org.
ADPH.org.
ADPH.
Yes, it's just a shortening of the Alabama. I can't even say it. Alabama Department of Public Health. .org.
Uh-huh.
And then at the front page, you can click on get a COVID-19 vaccine. It's kind of like right in the middle of the page under the column that says, how do I? And then if you scroll down, you can table of contents right there. So if you click under the table of contents, the link that says prioritization, right under prioritization, there's a link that says Alabama COVID-19 vaccine allocation plan.
And it lists the Down syndrome.
No, from there, you'll scroll to the bottom of that. And under the footnotes, footnote number 2 has the link to the CDC website that lists the high-risk conditions. So. She's definitely in that category.
Okay, well, I'm going to see if I can call the phone number.
Go for it. And if not, call us. We're open 7 days a week at the vaccine line, pre-registering people.
Okay, well, I'm going to call the 855-566-5333 and
get her pre-registered.
Yeah, to get her registered.
Yes, ma'am.
All
right. We'll reach out to you.
How do you know if somebody calls and asks you? In case,
typically, what I'll do is because I work both lines, I just can't access the vaccine system when you call in on this number. I can only access testing facilities. But typically, if there's a high risk condition, when I'm putting in the last name, I'll just put a hyphen and put high risk condition or first responder or teacher or something like that next to the last name there.
Okay, I just feel better speaking to somebody one-on-one.
I understand. You will get a live person at the vaccine line. They take your information. No problem. I was just saying they'll take your information there and maybe just mention that she has, you don't have to even say what it is, just mention that she has a high-risk medical condition according to the CDC.
Yeah, that would be... All right, well, I appreciate your patience with me and help, and thank you for what you're doing.
No problem. I hope we were able to help. If you need more information, remember, you can go to adph.org or cdc.gov. And I thank you very much for calling us here at the, Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a fantastic evening.
Do you say this in your sleep at night?
I say so many different ones because if you're calling the vaccine line, it's a different thing. So my brain has to just remember which one I'm supposed to say.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You take care and have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.